What's going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And we are talking to you from the longest week in history. Like,
Yeah,
and 2020
seriously.
was already mad long. Like, I feel like someone on Twitter was like, I feel like I've aged like 10 years in 2020, and I retweeted with a quote and I said, I've been dead since March because of how long it's been. It just seems that it's like it's dragging on forever. But this week especially, if you've been living under a rock, the election is going on
Yeah,
and
that.
we are waiting on the number of votes to be counted, all the mail-in votes. And Trump is losing his mind, and it's hilarious to me. Unfortunately, though, his the hilarity stops at kind of making fun of him because he has people out there thinking that we're people are really trying to steal the votes. And because of that, people were protesting and like banging on the windows of the voting places or polls or whatever. And people were like, they had to stop counting, have the police kind of like escort them out because they were afraid that something would happen. I believe this was in, I think it was in Arizona. It's an open carry state, and so people had
Of
guns, and
course they did.
it was just a recipe for disaster on several levels, and that's not good. Aside of that though, hearing him, give speeches, and he just what the dude from CNN was like, he seems like a turtle that's on his back, just flailing around in the sun.
Nobody's trying to flip them over either.
No, not at all. Not at all. So I know you kind of want to get your mind off of things. I know I do. I don't want to keep refreshing or doom scrolling or whatever the case may be. I kind of want it to be over. But in the meantime, we're going to talk to you about some stuff because that's what we do. We're good at that.
That's what we're really good at that. Unlike, the state of Nevada, which
Right.
doesn't seem to know how to do its one damn job. Like, everybody goes there every year, twice a year, to spend all of their money, which you clearly take quickly from them. You know how to count. Y'all know how to do all kinds of ridiculous math. Y'all know how to do roulette. Y'all know how to do the big wheel. Y'all know how to do craps. Y'all know how to do blackjack six ways to Sunday, but you can't just tally some effing votes. I'm having some problems here. I digress. I need to bring it back down to a zero.
I mean,
Ooh, yeah.
as long as it's the counts coming in accurately, and
True.
that because I obviously we want Biden to win, so
Right.
it's get it together however long it takes. They're supposed to be, I'm not sure if it was Nevada that said it, they're supposed to be telling everybody what the count is tomorrow. So this is recorded on Thursday night, so Friday morning they're supposed to give the number. I believe it's Nevada, and we'll hopefully see the end of this. I don't think it's going to be a peaceful transition, unfortunately.
At all.
So be mindful of that. But at the very least, we'll be done with that portion of the election because it's drawing out really, really long. And I'm tired of just looking at Twitter like as this goes on. So yeah, it's been interesting. It's been interesting. One thing I want to talk, so there's a couple of things news-wise. Next week the new consoles come out finally, and while that is a it's not important in the grand scheme of things, it's still pretty cool to talk about. The new Xbox is coming out. I got the notification that it's going to be shipping soon, so I'll be getting it on launch day, and I'll be able to tell you all the great stuff about it on our next pod, well yes, on our next podcast. And there's been plenty of reviews out. The embargo has lifted. People are talking about it. The consensus is it's a really, really great system. Once you play on it, you will never want to go back to any other, previous Xbox system. But there's no system selling video game to go along with it. Personally, I don't care. I think the Game Pass is an amazing thing, especially with EA being lumped in it. There's like hundreds of games. It's a Netflix of gaming right now. The fact that I can use all my old peripherals, which means my girls can play with me without having to buy extra controllers. There's a ton of reasons why it just works for me. And yeah, I'm excited. Also, you know, the PS5 is coming out. It won't be on that Tuesday. It'll be on the 13th. I think that's what, Friday? I think Friday or Thursday. And that's been looking great as well. A few things with that. It will not have, there's a couple of things, a couple of features that it won't have at launch that they were talking about. One of them is the refresh rate. I think it's like 122 refresh rate or something like that. Basically, that means it's not on the higher end of the refresh rate for, you know, most people won't care, but that's just something to kind of think about. Also, if you don't have a TV with a HDMI 2.1 connection, you probably won't get the higher frames when you're playing, which is fine. Totally fine. If you have a 4K TV, you're still going to, all your games from the previous consoles, at least in the Xbox world, will look better. They'll have HDR. So most of them work pretty fine with that, with the upgrade, and you should be fine. The launch should go pretty well. And outside of, oh, they did say that there will be no consoles in stores. So if you're looking to go to a store to pick up a console, it's not happening. You can only get the console via online on launch day. Sony and Microsoft said that, Walmart said that, a couple other places, they're not going to have the consoles in store, probably for safety reasons, also be, you know, because of Corona and everything. They don't want people like lining up and, you know, basically bottlenecking in the store. No, they kind of want you to order online to get your console. So, and they've been popping up here and there for people who are still trying to pre-order. You probably won't get it on launch day if you pre-order now, but at the very least, you won't have to wait till, you know, sometime in December or, you know, the January. So just wanted to share a little bit of that before we move into some of the more main stuff that we want to talk about today. One of them is goals and people not having them.
Goals or the lack thereof.
Yes. There's this, everything we do, well, at least I'll say everything that I do, and you know, in terms of writing, in terms of my art, in terms of, you know, even this podcast, so that includes tests, but like the things that we're doing, although it's enjoyable, it's fun, you know, it helps mentally, you know, dealing with all this mess, being able to talk about it, you know, therapeutic, that's the word I was looking for. I'm not doing this just for my health. I'm doing this with with short-term, long-term goals in mind. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I see a lot of people who are talented, who express that they want to do certain things, and three things happen when I see this. The best thing is that they actually move towards some of these goals or some of these wants or dreams or whatever the case may be, and I support them all the time. One of the other things is that they do this thing where they say they want to do something. They say they have the capability of doing it, but they never actually do it. Or at the very least, they're not consistent enough, and it shows. And because of that, it's very hard to support because personally, I don't want to be a part of anything that's going to be detrimental to someone. And if you're wasting your time, I don't want to help you waste your time. And then the third thing they do, which is what really irks me, is they see all the stuff that you're doing, and they come over to you and they say, it must be nice. And in a under, like, you know, like a backhanded compliment type of thing. And every time that happens, like every time, where I know the person is trying to be nasty, every time that happens, I want to be like, no. This is, it must be all the hard work I put in. This is all the fruits of what I'm doing is where it got me here. You know what I mean? Like, this is the fruit of my hard work, basically. Your how you feel about it, that's on you. This is not, I'm not, it's not something that I flaunt, although I do like promote myself because you have to, but it's not something that I flaunt. It's just I'm doing the things that I need to do, and you know, well, you know, God bless me to be able to do it, and so I'm going to. I'm not the person that is, I don't get jealous or whatever. The worst thing that can happen is that I get motivated by someone else's success. And that's, and I know that sounds funny, like that's the worst thing, but yes, that's the worst thing. I'm never like upset that someone is winning. Like a bunch of my friends, the people that I talk to, other writers, other freelancers, they got Xboxes and PlayStation 5s before they came out to do reviews of them. The company sent them to them. I didn't get upset that I didn't get one or that I had to buy my console. I was like, yes! Like, I champion the people that are doing these things because I want them to succeed, and their success actually helps me. Even if it's from a selfish point, it helps. So I want to talk about it a little bit because I want people to understand that, like, if you want something, you kind of have to work for it.
Yeah, find the way to work for it. Sometimes people don't even know how to get started, and then they, like, kind of cut their feet off before they learn how to even crawl.
Right, right. Factuals. And that's understandable, but it's just like, so are we just going to just talk about it then? Like, are we just going to continue to talk and nothing comes of it? And it's cool if you're happy, like you're good wherever you are and whatever state of being, fine.
Right.
It bothers me a little bit when it's like, I would really love to A, and you do nothing to get to A.
Nothing.
It's like, wow, like, okay, well, I guess that's just, I'm going to go to A, B, and C, though. So, you know, if you're coming, I need you to do something.
I need you to come, either come with or just don't hate on my parade, because there will be one.
Exactly.
It's going to be a glorious parade, a celebration of all the hard work that I put in. And I have no problem with you coming to the parade, but don't you dare bring that little black rain cloud.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wipe your feet before you come in here. Like this is not, this is not allowed. You can't tread all over the things that I'm doing and thinking that I'm going to be cool. Like it's especially when some of y'all don't even support like talking about, but that's a whole nother story. Not going to go there. I just think it's funny and interesting even. And this is not a knock on anyone who is hesitant. Like, you know, with, what you were saying, Tess, with like not knowing how to get into anything.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
It's different.
Just how you go about, you know, anything really in life. You know, if you want to search, ask questions. I had an artist online ask me about payment. There's this thing that's happening, which I hate. There's companies that are making, like, for instance, streaming is really big. It's been big for years. But, like, there's companies that are making logos for people who want to get into streaming for super cheap. And when I see it, I scream because the work that goes into being creative, the work that goes into the stuff that we do, people already don't understand the value. They don't understand.
Yeah.
They see it like if you're not working however many hours, you're not laboring over something, then it shouldn't cost as much. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on who you speak to, the things that we do cost because we understand the difficulties that go into creating these things.
Right.
And when you have a company that's just like, we're going to charge like $15 and you get your nice little logo and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, fam, like you're hurting it. You're hurting people who, like, I charge way more than that. I'll just say.
Right.
And but because I know what goes into it, my time and everything is important. And I said that to say, I had a guy online who saw something like that and he was like, how much should I charge? And I was like, you know what? I can't really tell you personally, but I can say that you would look at your skill based on the field. And that kind of gives you a little bit of information. You also look at how much time it takes you. And I don't mean just time in terms of pen to paper or, you know, tablet, like a, you know, pen to tablet or whatever, if you're doing stuff digitally. I mean, how long does it take to come up with whatever concept it is? Because that takes time too. And then how much your time is worth. And then put that out. And that's how much I would be like, okay, this is what you would, you know, obviously you want to look at what other people are doing in a sense that the market, you want to know. But for the most part, your time is precious. And just because someone doesn't understand that, I told the person, don't hesitate to say no.
Yeah.
And this also has a point. What I'm coming back to is the fact that this person didn't know where to start, wanted to get into this, didn't have certain tools, And he asked me, because he had saw what I was talking about, saw that I had done commissioned work, and wanted to know, like, how to kind of get to where I am. And I told him, like, you know, I went to college for art, so you might not go that route. But I told him that there's online, like, classes that you can take that are mad cheap right now because of Corona. There's deals all the time. And I was like, these are basically, these are different avenues you could take. And I told him about, you know, pricing and all these other stuff. And so he was very appreciative, and he went on his way. And I was like, that's dope, because he's trying to do something to get to wherever he wants to be. And for people who are more talented, for people who have more resources, people who have, some people who haven't been to school for art are doing less. And it's like, you don't get to be bitter. You don't get to be bitter if you aren't putting in any type of effort. Actually, you don't get to be bitter at all, but you definitely don't get to be bitter if you're not putting in any type of effort. And you're not seeking out any information.
Yeah.
You can't get mad at me.
Nope. And with all that little madness and whatever, you need to walk yourself right over to therapy. Because it's Corona, they have teletherapy now. So if you're pushing a certain age and you realize that you haven't done any of the things that you ever wanted to do, and that's upsetting you to the point where you are kind of like projecting and bringing other people down, therapy is a great way to start.
Yeah,
just go start there and then look inside and be like, oh, you know what, let's not be so mad. Oh, I didn't do these things because of these x y and z reasons, right? Like, they could be valid, but then they kind of, they lose their validity over time, because it's like, if you really want something, you will find a way to you know, combat those hurdles. You know, like, everybody learns that. That's part of adulting. Everybody learns a way to if you can't climb the mountain, to go around it. So it's like, yeah, look at things. Take a little break. Be like, oh, this is why I didn't do these things. And then I kind of made these excuses, because that's typically what they are. They're excuses. And there's other reasoning that could be valid too, but hey, just put all of those into a ball and talk to a professional about it. And then you'll either find out after going through that process if you want to continue, if you want to do those things at all, or if you just want to keep continuing on in the method, in the life that you're living in a certain way, and forget those other things that maybe you ever wanted to do. I'm not saying you have to forget them. I'm saying that maybe you can come to a point where you no longer have to be bitter at other people, or you have to take due to other people's success, because you no longer want those things that you used to want. Just, and if you're able to let go of them, if you're able to finally be like, you know what, I don't want this anymore, and I don't need this to hold me back to the point where I'm seeing other people who now have it, and I'm feel a certain type of way towards them, or I say things towards them. Like, you just need to work through that, process that, and then be like, oh, I'm good. My life's good without it. Or it's not good without it, and I want to do the same thing. And then you use the, you know, take the steps to that greatness. Come on, people. Goals. It's 2020. This is a real crappy year.
Yeah, like, it's at the very least, you know, or be smart. Like, instead of hating, be like, so how did you get to wherever you, because what happens is, I found out a lot of times that when people are celebrated when they make it to a certain point, unless they just suck as people, they typically help others.
Yeah,
they typically, you know, and not in a, like, a know-it-all type of fashion, but like, hey, I'm willing to help, I'm willing to show you, just like I did with the guy on Twitter. I didn't have to talk to him. I could be like, you know, whatever, but I was like, sure, here's some things I can tell you that would help you out, and I think that you should do, you know, going forward. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, you can, there's just ways of handling this type of stuff. Yeah. But at the very least, do something. Like, you look at, like, this podcast, we just talked about it for a little bit, and we're like, we would want to do something. Like, this would be cool. Uh-huh. And we got into, you know, up to this point, and we've improved each time. Eventually, things are going to be even bigger, and before you know it, we're going to have merch. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to be talking about it, and it's like, it started from us saying we wanted to do something and then actually trying to do it.
And then telling everybody to wash their butts. That's really what put us over the top.
That, exactly. Good hygiene is where it's at in 2020. I'm telling you.
Seriously.
I'm telling you.
I did a thing. Since we're talking about goals, I did talk about this last week briefly because everybody knows, I mean, if you remember or care, my neck is pretty much on the outs, pretty broken.
Right.
And so I did a thing. I bought a bed.
And yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I got it delivered today. I got a purple. So I have a couple of things to say about this. Since we're talking about goals, it's not just the fact that, oh, the goal occurred and I have the bed. But if we go back in time to 8 years ago or whatever, when I obtained the bed that I had, that's now sitting in the doorway of another room, and I don't know, like that was a gift. Somebody gave that to me, and that was nice of them and everything. But it was never truly what I wanted. I never thought that it was very comfortable. But it's, you know, fine. It was a gift, and it's not like it was a horrible bed. It's not like the beds we all grew up on. You know,
right.
Awful inner spring mattresses that like no one should ever sleep on. They cost like $40 at the bed store and they're always in the back.
Right.
Like, you know, so there's that. And so I had this decent bed for several years and great, wonderful. But I always had a goal to get a better bed. But I just couldn't put any effort towards it. Like I couldn't put real steps towards it because whether it was saving money, that money ended up getting taken away by some other activity or something else that was important. I never made the proper solid steps towards the end all be all bed. I kept saying like, I just can't do it. Like it costs this much money. It'll be the most expensive thing I've ever purchased outside of a car. And that's hard enough as it is.
Right.
I've literally never made it to the end of any car payment. My cars have always been crashed before the end. So
goodness.
I've never made it to the end of a car payment. I've never had a 5-year loan on a car.
Oh, gosh.
It just never happened. I don't have a good track record on that. Even my motorcycle, I paid that off like early. And then, you know, here it is paid off and then somebody freaking wrecks it because it decided to get rained on one day. Anyway, that's not the point. I am making a side note. What I'm saying is the bed was a goal. Having a great bed was a goal. And I figured out a way to do it. I did. I figured out a way to do it.
Nice.
Because bad credit sometimes is good credit. If you've got bad credit, there's always some way that somebody will rope you into paying for something. And I'm like, wow, if my credit was like mediocre credit, then I probably wouldn't have gotten anything. But since it's bad right now, they were like, hey, do you want to do this? It's for people with bad credit. I said, absolutely. And there you have it. I got a floor model, adjustable base, a floor model mattress. And I also got white glove delivery service. They were kind of ridiculous, but they came in and delivered it and set the bed up and everything and plugged it in and all kinds of stuff and made sure the remote worked. So I'm actually speaking to you back from my old office where I used to record. I'm on the bed again. It's so nice. So goals, I guess that the long-term goal wasn't the bed. The long-term was to get back in the bed to do the recordings instead of being on the couch, which is extremely uncomfortable.
I mean, so, look, that works too. But like, even then, like the goal of getting like, look, I need to get this next situation fixed. I need to, or at the very least expand my horizons when it comes to comfort. Something we were talking about off air was like, people get comfortable. And I think that's what happens with people not going towards their goals too, is like you get comfortable just getting by or just doing whatever. And even to the point of when you do get to the point where you have enough money to do something, you still don't buy the things you need because you've gotten by. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And so getting the bed, not only do you potentially help your health, which is awesome. Now you can record from a comfortable spot. Like
I have the base up, so like I'm sitting up, which is amazing. Honestly, I'm not even a fan of the mattress. Let's just get it out right now. Purple, you disappointed me. Okay. Maybe I should have done some more research. I'm not sure. But honestly, Purple, I'm a little disappointed because as cool as the bed felt in the store, like I was like, oh, I can sleep on this. And I wanted something different. I just felt like I'd given Innerspring a try. I'd given foam a try. And I was like, I didn't want to get stuck with, and I couldn't afford a Sleep Number, even though I have a Sleep Number pillow and I love it. There was all these reasons I was like, you know, maybe I need to go outside of the box to find really what's right for me. You know, me being right. This princess and the P-type girl. And I have the bed now and I've been laying on it and my neck is on fire. I'm in a lot of pain. I really am. I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Oh, gosh.
My back is hurting. And I have to say that the adjustable base is an amazing thing. And it works on, you know, adjustable bases work on almost any mattress. But I think the issue with the Purple bed, no matter what, even though I got the brand new one, the Hybrid 4, they're too hard at the end of the day.
Oh, okay.
They're just too firm. And I was told in the store, the lady said, make sure you buy our mattress protector because other mattress protectors they're too tight. And so they'll squeeze the bed. So anything that you have on a Purple that squeezes the mattress makes the bed more firm since it's made out of a matrix. It's made out of like a rubber latex matrix. And with that, it's not like a regular spring mattress or something, or even a foam mattress. You can squeeze a foam mattress and it's not going to get harder. But with this type of thing, if you squeeze the matrix, it does get hard. And and so I'm sitting here like, okay, well, are the sheets too tight? Because I bought y'all's sheets. I bought the Purple sheets, you know? And I had to put on a mattress pad because the mattress protector is too plasticky for me. So now I'm trying to think of all these ways to make this bed not as firm as it is. You know, just for the simple fact that I needed something softer to lay on because I have shoulder issues and neck issues. So I need my shoulder to sink into the mattress and not like be crushed on it.
Oh, goodness.
So Purple, you didn't do me a solid. And since I bought a floor model, I can't return it.
Well, see, this is well, this is a teachable moment in the sense that you got you had a goal, you achieved the goal, but the results aren't exactly what you wanted.
Right.
That said, it's probably better. You're probably better off in this sense, though.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, results may vary and all that good stuff.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't go after your goals, people.
Exactly.
Go after them. Because even if you fail miserably, you'll have learned something.
Facts.
Purple's not for everybody.
It is not. So the the main thing we wanted to talk about is a new popular anime, original anime on Netflix called The Blood of Zeus, which it's really interesting. So what we're going to do now is talk about The Blood of Zeus, the first episode. We're going to spoil it. Give you warnings right now. We're spoiling the first episode. I figure, even if you haven't seen the show yet, the first episode usually is innocuous plot-wise. Like, there's nothing, there's no big twist. There's nothing that, although they do spill the tea rather early in this show, there's no huge twist or anything that you would be missing out if you learned about the episode.
Right.
Usually people don't want you to spoil the end of a series or whatever the case may be. So we figure spoiling the first is okay. But this also lets you know what you're in store for. And The Blood of Zeus, it basically says that the gods are messy. And we kind of knew that. We knew Zeus.
We knew
Zeus got around. That's why he has so many sons and you know, illegitimate kids. Like, he's just and daughters. He's just
he a rolling stone. He a hoe.
Yeah. The gods don't ever learn. His multiple transgressions has brought about all sorts of issues for this version of the Greek mythology. So the series revolves around Heron, a demigod, son of Zeus, and his plight when trying to save Olympus, or, you know, trying to save Earth, rather. And what's happening is that in the beginning, the gods, you know, if you know anything about Greek mythology, you know that Zeus and his brothers and whatnot, they went up against Their parents, which were, they weren't called gods, they were called something else, I think.
They were the Titans.
The Titans. And because his father wanted to eat him, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, Cronos is doing some nonsense
He was
or
extra for no
whatever.
reason. Like, I don't know if it was one of those things where he's like got a prophecy, and the prophecy was like, your son is gonna kill you, which did
Yeah,
happen.
I think that's what it was.
Some Oedipus Rex type stuff. Or if it was like he was like, you know what, I can absorb them into my body and take their power. I don't know what it was about, but essentially they were beefing, and Zeus ended up killing him. He led the gods into killing him. And what happens is his body falls into the ocean. His ocean the his remains creates a new species, subspecies of Titan, the giants or whatever, and that species go up against the gods. The gods kill them, and one of their bodies, one of the giants' bodies, makes it to a certain portion of Earth and corrupts humans, turning them into what's called demons. So it's basically, you know, such and such begot such and such begot such and such, and we're in the current state of things. There's humans versus demons, and the humans are kind of losing. In the midst of that, Zeus is, you know, doing his thing with all the Earth women, and he has a son via someone. Son Heron, and his wife finds out. You know what? Before his wife finds out, like, you know, you're messy when your other illegitimate kids have to come into play. Like, he goes to visit the chick that he's cheating on Hera with, and his son, I think it was Mercury. No, was it not Mercury? That's the Roman names. His son, Hermes,
Hermes,
notices.
yeah, Hermes and Mercury, yes.
Yeah, he notices that Zeus is, you know, doing stuff he shouldn't, and that his the Hera is seeing like a godly glow down on Earth, and he trades places with his dad so that he, you know, she thinks it's the sun, not him, and you know, Zeus pretends like he was with his brother Poseidon, and so everything is everything until she finds out that he was doing some stuff, finds out that the woman is pregnant, she's gonna have a baby, and so he has to hide them now. Like he puts them in a town and is
Hide
like,
your kids, hide your wives.
yes, he has a whole secret family, right? And he has to put like cloud cover over so she can't see him with her ravens, which I thought was more of a his thing, but I guess not. And that's kind of where we are, where we're in the
Yeah.
middle of this conflict. I don't want to say too much, but we're kind of in the middle of this conflict between the Hera, because she's pissed, and the
Yeah.
gods. Because they're not allowed to interfere. And what happens is, because the demons are like kind of rampaging, which is also the gods' fault. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's all of it's these gods' fault. But
It's always their fault. Sidebar,
yes.
side effing bar, because everybody knows, and the Greeks even knew it too, the Romans knew it too. Like, after a while, the real reason why nobody wanted to be a follower of the gods anymore was because they were so human-like. They were just so
Yeah.
trash that it
Mad
was
petty.
like they were petty and trashy, that it was just like, wait. So you're doing stuff that I wouldn't be allowed to do because of whatever reasons, I don't know, because you can strike me with lightning. However, when you get pissed off because you did said thing, you still strike me with lightning, even though I didn't do anything. Screw you.
Yeah.
Okay, this other religion is so peaceful. It's called Buddhism, and I'm gonna go do that. Like,
Just, you
nobody
know,
wanted to be about them no more. They're trashy.
yeah, they were bad, like just trifling. And it's mainly, in at least so far that I've seen, it's been mainly Zeus and Hera going back and forth, where Hera is like, look, I'm gonna kill them, and Zeus is like, don't. And the main conflict is that I don't believe she's more powerful than he is, but she's more conniving. And what happens is there's a rule that says the gods aren't allowed to interfere with humans. They have to
Yeah.
fight their own battles, and because they were there before the humans came, and they had to learn, you know, the story with like they gave them fire and stuff like that, and how
Yeah.
that went. And so they're not supposed to do anything.
You
So
aren't supposed to do that.
exactly. And so she's like, you know, like Zeus wants to help his son because he believes that his son will be able to help the humans, being a half demigod. His other demigod kids are actually living in Olympus, and they've actually been they've been elevated to God status. He hasn't. And so he's like, this, Haran can save the humans, but his son comes into conflict with the demons a little early, and he wants to rescue them. But obviously Hera's like, that's against the rules, and the penalty for that is death. You said it yourself. And so of course she's manipulating things to put his son in more and more danger, and a whole lot of mess. Like a whole lot of mess. It's just, yeah. Like it's
They
based.
should have done, see, I like this, but they really should have just done it in a hood version.
Oh God.
Like, if this was hood, it'd be way more entertaining because then we would have been like, yo, we could have told you not to, yo, and we could have like pulled a whole Cardi B. Like, we could have like been like, this is Love and Hip Hop, just Greek Gods
Yeah.
version, Olympus version. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what it should be. So we're probably gonna have to call some people and be like, can you redo this show and just do it like this? And there's gonna be like a dope soundtrack to it and everything. It'll be like Boondocks, but not.
That would be crazy. I mean, essentially, it's almost there, given
Yeah.
the baby mama drama to the point of, I mean, but it, with gods, people trying to kill each other. Like
Right.
that's a little above, future being mad at, Sierra or vice versa. It's like, no,
True.
like this is some real stuff happening.
This
Like
is
people
real
are
stuff.
dying.
I can turn you to ash.
Right. And Hera's like force grabbing people and throwing them into places, and Zeus is striking lightning down and blowing people up. Yeah, it's interesting. One of the things I want to say though is the plot is it moves rather quickly and in a good way. They like I said, they spill the tea real early. You find out a lot about kind of who these people are and what they've been doing since, Zeus, kind of messed up everything, and
Yeah.
you find out who's really related to who and all this other stuff. And it's definitely like a soap opera in a way,
Yeah.
because there's so much drama, over the top drama and just grimy stuff going on, that it's like, oh no, he didn't. Like that's what that is.
Yeah.
It makes you say that. So it's definitely an entertaining show. One thing I will say though is that this was done by Powerhouse Animation Studios, and if you aren't familiar with them, just know that they also did previous Netflix shows like Castlevania and Seis Meinos. I think I'm saying that right. Basically, they did a lot of the original animated shows for Netflix and a bunch of other stuff. And what I found is interesting in this show and a couple of others that they've done is that the animation seems to stutter, or like the frames drop every so often.
Yeah.
And or either there's like long shots of nothing, for whatever reason, maybe to fill
Right.
time or something. But that doesn't happen in Castlevania, and I don't know if it's because Konami was like, look, you need to get this right or whatever, but it doesn't happen in Castlevania. But in the other two shows that they've done, it happens, and it's really what's the
Bizarre.
say that again?
That's a bizarre.
Bizarre, but like yeah, bizarre and distracting. That's the word I'm looking for. Because the
Yeah.
fight scenes will be fine. Like the fights will go pretty smoothly, but like just someone walking from, one house to the next, like it looks like they're stuttering a little bit. And
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. And it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't happen the whole time. The show is definitely, watchable. It's animated well in the sense of character, how it's drawn and the color palette and everything is really good. But yeah, the frame rate dips, and I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah, it's like $15 cut from the budget. They're like, how can we save $15? We still need to have a wrap party at the end, and the wrap party budget is approximately $320. We managed to shave $50 from the budget by buying not Dixie cups, because Dixie cups are name brand and expensive. So we went with the Walmart brand. That's how we, cut with the wrap party. Plus, we didn't order Pizza Hut pizza, we just got Costco. So I really think that they only had a certain amount of budget. They were like, we got to cut it from someplace. They're like, if we just do these like stutter images where we just hold the frame for like 15 seconds, we can probably save $5 per episode. And they're like, great, let's do it.
I mean, that might have been the case because there's only 8 episodes, and you know, it's there were I mean, they've been known to kind of do that anyways, because I think the first season of Castlevania only had, I think, maybe 6 episodes or something like that. So like, it's kind of, you know, and I don't know how expensive it is, and I know Corona obviously, you know, makes things more difficult to kind of do. But that being said, it does distract enough to where, yeah, I was like, is it, at first I thought it was like my streaming was like the stream was messed up. And that wasn't necessarily the case. It was, you know, it, 'cause it kept happening. And I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of, huh. All right. But aside from that, the drawings, the you know, the color treatment and just how it looks overall is pretty stylized. I like their reimagining of the gods' like abilities and like how they look. Like the gods, a lot of times what I get upset with is like a magical person not being really magical. Like, ooh, he can make a table levitate. Like that's not like these are supposed to be gods. Like I need cool stuff. And to kind of see you know, Hermes like running super fast and then jumping from mountain to mountain was really dope. Like stuff like that is like, whoa, like I can't wait to see if like Poseidon does something crazy or whatever, because I feel like they're taking an anime approach, you know, like a Dragon Ball Z approach to the gods. 'Cause it's usually in other media, it's really they're really subdued, and I don't know if it's because of budget or whatever, but it's like, are you a god for real though?
I feel like sometimes people, like whoever's in charge, their imagination just really isn't going to the right place. Or it's like their idea of it is this, and I'm like, yo, they're a god. Like, let's just be real here.
Yeah.
We've always been taught, like, if you go to church or whatever, oh yeah, well, God has the ability to turn people into pillars of salt. I need that times 17. Just, you know, from a child's point of view of somebody turning into a pillar of salt while they're running, like, and I don't want anybody to think of like a Morton's salt container, salt shaker or whatever. No, like a whole human running from Sodom and Gomorrah, okay, that turns around to see what's happening and literally gets turned into a pillar of salt. Like I just want the imagination to be so wild and up there that it comes through an animation, that it
Right.
comes through on the screen. We don't want to see something that's just lame. And
Especially, yeah,
yeah,
especially in
you
an
can win.
animation where it's like you can kind of do whatever you want. Versus like, you know, having real actors kind of do it. It's like, ah, just
Like,
imagination.
I will still never, ever, ever, ever let them get away with what they did to Clash of the Titans. I'm
Oh
like,
my
Homeboy
gosh.
was the Tin Man. He was the Tin Man. It's not okay. It's not okay.
There were some cool scenes in there, but yeah, it was rough. It was real rough comparatively, and that's saying something because the you know the original Attack of the Titan or not Attack of the Titan. Wow, the original film is you know is mad old, so
Yeah,
that's
and better.
right. It's saying something, right? But yeah, so like I love the imagination. The voice acting is really good, solid work with everyone.
It's like 5 languages.
Right. Which is kind of
Which is
crazy when you
so
think it.
cool. What? Wait, so you got English, French, Chinese, Japanese, and something else. Spanish.
Yeah, they did a solid job. They did a solid job there. And that's, you know, they're on task with a lot of Netflix stuff. I don't know if Netflix, they're not bought by Netflix or anything, but they're in line to do a lot of things. And I think that in some areas they're improving on, not to say that they were bad, but they're improving on certain things, certain elements that you see in other anime, or you know that's been on Netflix. And so I'm looking forward to finishing this, you know, the series. I'm looking forward to. I believe there's going to be a second season. Right now, I'm looking at it and it says that they're making a new He-Man, that is supposed to be a direct sequel to the original show, which is okay, that sounds cool, but it's an adult version, which means I'm definitely checking it out. That's also coming to Netflix next year. It's called Masters of the Universe Revelation, and that sounds dope. I'm looking forward to that. But aside from that, I kind of need them to work on the stuttering bits a little bit. And also bring back us Sez Manos, because I am a huge fan of that underground freaking, I don't even know what you call that genre. Like, it was a mixture of so many things that I just, yeah, it's great. You gotta go watch that if you haven't seen it on Netflix. Definitely go watch that.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to keep watching and do something else with my time other than work, because that's what I've been doing for the last 10 days straight. And I finally got a day off today, the day my bed was delivered.
See how God works?
You know?
That's awesome, 'cause then you can just lie down all day.
Yeah, I mean, they had a window delivery of 3 to 5, so
Oh, dang it. Well,
yeah.
at least it wasn't like ours was like what, 8 a.m. to like 5 p.m. or some mess. I'm like, really?
That's ridiculous.
Like, that was a chore, but it was good. And like anything, you kind of want, especially when something breaks down on you or just doesn't work, you really want to get the upgrade as soon as possible. And having it delivered, having it, set up by the people and whatnot, 'cause they took our old mattress when they did it,
That's
and
great.
it was just really cool to be able to like lie down and be like, I have the thing now. It's not in the store anymore. It's here, and I can just relax. I can watch Netflix here, and it'll be okay. And I'm a fan of, I guess, just being done with something in a sense, where you don't have to worry about it anymore.
It does feel great to not have to worry about it anymore. I mean, except there's a new worry because, the bed's not as comfortable as I want it to be. But, the point is that all the anxiety because I ordered this a week ago. Was it a week? Last Monday?
Just about.
Something like that. And so now it's here. So that anxiety is gone. Now I just need to figure out how comfortable I'm going to be. Mind you, sitting up, like having the thing raised up like I'm in a hospital bed, that's comfortable enough. I can figure that out.
That's good. You might have to sleep that way.
Think so.
At least, to the neck kind of gets better. Or get a bunch of pillows. Where like if you roll over, you're on something soft. Like that could work. That could
I've
definitely
got
work.
several pillows here. I've got two purple pillows and one Sleep Number pillow right now and a body pillow. And I have a whole couch full of pillows, all bed pillows. There's two Tempur-Pedic pillows out there, four Costco pillows, and three IKEA pillows.
Oh, wow,
There's a lot of pillows.
you got comfort all over the place. Okay.
Just the fact that for several years I bought pillows instead of a bed. Like when
Wow.
somebody bought me the bed, the best thing that I could do was just go buy some pillows. And I never had enough money at one time to be like, okay, we're going to get a really great. No, I thought I could supplement with different pillows, which I did. And now I have a whole bunch of pillows. And in fact, I have three more that I just bought within the last week. So.
Oh man. So you have someone come sleep over. You have them set. You have a whole
Yeah, I'm
slumber
like, so what do
party.
you want? What do you want to sleep on? You have a choice, okay? You want Tempur, you want purple. What do you want?
Yes.
Come on,
That's good
don't
though.
ask for something I don't have. I just wanted maybe like a regular, like, get out of my house. That's what it would be
Fan, you better pick one of these pillows and stop playing with your life.
like. Like you're on a thread, a
Right.
real thread.
Goodness. But yeah, so that's pretty much our show this week. As you can tell, we're talking about beds. We just kind of wanted, yeah, just wanted to kind of talk about some stuff that, kind of get your mind, like we said, off of the election that's going on. I know I just reminded you there, but whatever. Just rewind the show and
rewind.
Yeah, that's whatever. You know what I mean? Like, and re-listen, listen to our other episodes. Definitely subscribe, hit that notification bell so you are abreast of all the good stuff that's happening with us. Oh, that reminds me. So a couple of things with what we're doing going forward. We've been streaming on YouTube for a bit, and I think we're going to migrate to Twitch. And what we'll do is we'll stream on Twitch and then take that video, the video on demand type of thing, and bring it over to YouTube, because I think that Twitch is a little bit easier to, in certain aspects, it's a little bit easier to get notice to based on who's following and stuff like that. So with that being said, there's some things that I'm looking forward to doing where we kind of separate some entities here and there. And what it does is it allows us to, we'll still have a place where we can bring a lot of content together, but it also allows things to breathe in their own space. Because what I've found is that not everybody digs YouTube as much as I do. And that could be, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
Sort of a speak. You kind of want to spread them out a little bit. Not like on some Easter, you know, hunt type stuff, but just on, you know, spread them out so that people can be directed here and there. And having it all in one spot is it ties me to UFG in a way that I don't want to be tied to, because I've kind of moved from that in a sense, because I'm no longer editor in chief there, and we aren't really using that. We're using that for a living resume. We aren't consistently doing that or like putting stuff up on the site. And what happens is, when people are sent there, it's great that they see the old stuff, but then they think that we're not doing anything new. And that could hinder the new stuff we got going on. So there's going to be some changes here and there, and we're going to be announcing them as they happen. The first one is just the streaming. We're going to start streaming on Twitch, probably not this Saturday because I haven't set up everything, but the following week we'll probably migrate over there. We'll still have the YouTube channel, obviously. We'll still have the Gamecast on YouTube, and we'll still have the video on demand stuff on there so that you can still subscribe here. We won't leave you out, but branching out allows us a little bit more freedom and a little bit, there's some plans that we have coming up that will benefit from us not being in one spot. So I just wanted to throw that out there so you know what's going on. So when things change a bit, you're not going to be like, what are you doing? Like, where are you going? Like, like you're aware.
We told you.
Right. You got to listen. Got to listen. You got to wash your hands, butt, and listen.
Exactly. Those three things.
But yeah, aside from that, we plan on doing, we want to hear from you, and we want to know more about what, you know, you want us to talk about. We haven't been talking about a lot of games as of late. We're going to be adding some more game stuff in there. It just, typically I talk about everything that I do is about games for the most part. And so I wanted a space where I could talk about anime, movies, TV, and stuff like that. So we kind of cover that mostly, but we will talk more about video games in the future.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think that's it for housekeeping.
That's really it, everybody. We are happy you joined us once again. We care about you. Thank you to all our first responders. And we love you. So just remember to stay safe and healthy out there, because this is like the second wave times 17 of Corona. Yeah. So keep wearing your masks, keep washing your hands, keep washing your butts.
Yep.
Get a bidet if you need to. Those are really important. just had to put out there, like a couple hundred dollars are a really good one. Or just get a tushy. Anyway, just wanted to say that we care and stay safe, people. Stay healthy. Live a very good, healthy, long life. Drink your water and wash your butt. Yay! Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.